Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. A difficult story you have to tell, Thomas. Thomas, good afternoon.
How you doing, Joe?
What happened?
Well, Joe, I'm thanks for letting me tell my story. Yeah. But I'm disappointed and upset with the whole thing, mainly with Bus Éireann. Mm-hmm. Because I applied for a job back nearly 2 years ago. Okay. with a private bus operator, and he has several contracts with Bus Éireann. Mm-hmm. Doing school runs.
Yeah.
And that was okay. I had to be vetted in Garda vetted, and that process happened anyway. But I had been advised and got help filling out the online application for the Garda vetting.
Right.
And I was advised then that if I had a conviction over 7 years, which I had, over 7 years, that conviction now was spent and it didn't have to come up and it wouldn't affect me. So I filled up my application, Joe. Any convictions, take no, because I had no motor convictions or nothing like that. I take no. And lo and behold, it came back that there was a problem. I had a conviction. And now Bus Éireann felt that they were in a position mm-hmm. to make a life-changing decision for me that I couldn't drive a school bus.
And is there any right of appeal? Could you meet them? Or?
Joe, I contacted Bus Éireann myself and I asked this. I was getting advice and I asked this. And there is no appeal process.
Okay.
So I did request a meeting then that I felt it was very unfair and I wanted a face-to-face meeting to put my story across, explain in detail, and I'm not going into detail over the radio, but explain in detail what happened and the outcome of the whole thing and all. But the COVID kicked in then and I hadn't got a chance then. I wasn't given a meeting and I have sent another email as well to see what the story was. But I do feel, Joe, that Bus Éireann is putting the pressure then on someone working in Bus Éireann to send me out a letter saying, no, you are not driving a school bus a private operator
just,
for Bus Éireann.
Okay, just for clarity as you make your case, the conviction happened in 2004. That's
some nearly 20 years ago, Joe.
Okay, were you sent to prison?
I wasn't.
Okay, but you did get a conviction.
I got a conviction, Joe, and I got a small fine. That fine was paid, and everything was resolved. There was no problem whatsoever after that. And I have been vetted with another charity group since, and another bus operator for a different run, not Bus Éireann. But Bus Éireann seem to be they have the power or whatever it is. There's no one seems to be controlling them, that they can make a decision that's going to change my whole thing now for my life.
But Thomas, they are, in fairness to Bus Éireann, they are talking about a school bus.
Yeah.
So they have to be very, it's school children, it's people who are young and vulnerable. And I mean, by the way, just to make it clear, your conviction, that's why I think you should, it was for an assault, is that correct?
Yeah, it was.
On another adult.
Yeah.
And how do you, but was that a moment of madness or you were
drunk?
It was
just, there was a lot going on at the time, Joe. I was in my 20s at the time and there was a lot going on. And I'm not going into details.
Okay, but the judge decided that the assault was of such a nature that it did not warrant a prison sentence.
Such a minor nature, Joe, I think.
Okay.
What was
the fine, Thomas, can you tell us?
It was a €300 fine.
Okay, and that's destroyed your life.
For that one mistake, Joe, that I put my hands up high saying that I did make it, and whatever I had to do, it was the fine that was paid and that was dealt with. And to be honest, Joe, I tried to put that behind me and try to live my life as best I could, and have done, Joe, for the last nearly 20 years, no problems whatsoever.
Did Bus Éireann ask for a reference?
No.
Okay. Did you supply a reference? Or were you?
I did, Joe. I sent paperwork on references from the private operator. I sent references from different various charities that I work with and all. Sent them in and I got a letter back within days of sending them in, which I felt that no one in Bus Éireann took the time to read or to go through. I got a letter back saying the decision is still the same and hasn't changed.
Okay, now, is in fairness to Bus Éireann, are they saying, one, it's the conviction that disqualifies you, or the fact that you didn't declare the conviction that disqualifies you?
Joe, I've been talking to Bus Éireann as well, and I explained this. As I said to you at the start of this, I wasn't well up on written applications and online applications, and I got a little bit of help, so I did. And I explained this to Bus Éireann, that I was advised that I didn't have to put down the conviction because it was over 7 years and it was spent. That conviction was spent.
And I just wonder, in looking up the conviction, would Bus Éireann be able to find out what you were convicted of?
Well, they would have had, Joe, because I tell you, I went to the courts and I got a full report out from the court, which took a bit of effort because it was going back now, Joe, to 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
But I did get that, and I sent that to Bus Éireann, very clearly detailed what went on and the result of the whole thing. And
but when did you send that to them, Thomas? This was after you were knocked back.
Recently, Joe. Yeah, only recently.
This was as part of your appeal, as such, even.
As regarded appeals process, that I sort of had to form myself, because I was told very clearly by Bus Éireann there is no appeals process. Which I find is very...
And have you been... I know you're operating on behalf of a private bus operator, but just briefly, Thomas, were you previously driving a bus?
I was for another private operator.
That carried children?
Yeah, it would have been... I wasn't the Bus Éireann, but it would have been carrying adults, children.
Okay, adults and children?
Yeah.
Okay, and were they school runs?
They weren't school runs, Joe.
Is that not the sting that Bus Éireann had to be extraordinarily careful on school runs about?
Yeah,
who they employ?
I understand that, Joe, and I understand there is different cases, but it was let me
put it to you another way, Thomas, if you don't mind. Do you think if you had written on the application form, I did have a conviction in 2004, was it? It's nearly 20
years. 2004, 2005,
so, yeah. I did have a conviction in 2004, 2005. I was fined. It was for an assault on another adult. I was fined €300. Do you think if you had declared that clearly on the application that you would have got the job?
I can't say, Joe, whether I would have had it or not, but I did turn around then after that. I did turn around and I did say I was filling out that application, the online application, with a help from another person who did advise me that that conviction was spent. And then I was being sort of, maybe accused is the wrong word, but it was being said to me that I wasn't being truthful on my application.
Mm.
Now, as you've seen with what was sent in to you, Joe, it's very clear, in my opinion, it's very clear. So it is.
What's very clear? Sorry.
Well, it's very clear what happened going back some nearly 20 years ago, and it's very clear I stated that I was working on the advice of another person, and that it didn't have to be, the conviction didn't have to be down on the application.
Yeah, but was that other person obviously wasn't qualified in giving you advice?
Well, Joe, the other person is involved in the bus industry as well, and has been running buses for a long time as well.
Okay.
So it would have
experience. Have you ever been knocked back from any other work because of
never,
the
Joe,
conviction?
Never, Joe. Okay. Never. No, never.
Could you have... you did supply references that they were... You did supply references in your letter saying, please reconsider me.
I did.
Yeah, okay.
A number of references, Joe. And as you can see, I got a letter back, very short and simple letter, that the decision is still the same.
Fine, okay, stay there, Thomas, if you can, briefly. Emily, 1857-15815. Emily, it happened to your son.
It happened to my son. So I can relate exactly to what that man is saying.
Yeah, Thomas, yeah.
He was 16 years old and he had €15 worth of cannabis.
My
and he
God.
Was pulled one night just coming in the road with his friends, and he was being told he was being taken to court, and he was taken to court and he was given a fine, and that was it. And now he's 23 now, and he has went for two really important jobs, and he has got those jobs, and the Garda Veteran has come back as what that man has said, as the very same thing. And we went to counsellors, I went to everybody, I went to the guards, I asked guards, I said, look, it was €15, I said, he's destroyed over it. Now he's unemployed after being refused two good paying jobs, and he's very depressed. And we can't do, there's nothing you can do about it. It can't be changed. They said you have to wait 7 years, a 7 years period. But like that man said, he's 7 years as well up if it happened 20 years ago. And
but your
he's
son,
still getting nowhere.
Your son was 16.
16, yeah.
And he's 23 now. Is that not your 7 years?
Yeah, he still came back as it's coming up on his Garda Veteran. And they also said that if he was 15 years old, he had just turned 16. If he had stayed the age of 15, then it wouldn't have came up at all.
But
he was considered an adult at 16.
But Emily, did you go to court with him?
I did.
Okay.
And he was given a fine, €100. €50 fine, which was paid.
And but the judge said, "I'm giving him a conviction."
Yes.
Whereas very hard.
I spoke to guards, and I asked them. I said, "Look, I said it's absolutely destroying his life." I said he has two very good jobs. I said, and I said. And now, there was absolutely no one. No, I rang Garda Veteran myself.
Okay, and you're saying it should be off his record. It should be blank when people ring about his Garda record,
I think myself, it was such a very minor thing. You see, when the people request Garda Veteran, it doesn't actually come back. And what is the conviction? Yeah. It just comes back that something showed up. So he could have showed up for something very bad.
But I thought, I know the law is the law, but I thought, given that most people think that the possession of cannabis should be decriminalised, not necessarily legalised, but should be decriminalised. In other words, that anyone caught in possession of 15 quid's worth of dope
15.
Shouldn't have their life destroyed. I think most people would agree with that. But did the judge... Were you aware when the judge said, I'm fining you €100, and he didn't say, I'm giving you the Probation Act so you won't have a conviction?
No, there was nothing mentioned about anything else.
And was there, because when you read about, say for example, after the electric picnic or things that happened where there's lots of undercover Gardaí, rightly so, looking for drugs, if anyone's caught in possession of drugs for their own use, 15, 20 quid, stupidity or whatever, invariably in the courts in Portlaoise, I think they do be afterwards, the judge gives everyone a right royal going over and saying, listen, lads and lassies, drugs are so dangerous, and I'm just going from reports I've read. And then the judge says at the end, okay, you've all to pay €300 into the poor box, but you won't have a conviction. I'm not going to ruin your life over 15 quid's worth of dope. But your boy has. And is there any way, by the way, in his application for the two jobs, Emily, was he asked, did you ever have a previous conviction?
Well, the first job that he went for and got, we say, do you know the way you were saying the 7 years is up now?
Yeah.
But we'd say he had gotten jobs before the 7 years was, we're talking about a job when he was like 19 years old, and he got another one. He got another one just recently, we'd say. So we'd say the first job, he was asked about the Garda Veteran and he just applied. And then we didn't hear any more. It's just like, at least that man got a letter. But usually if you apply, no one gets back to you. You just don't hear any more from the job that you've applied for.
Okay, Thomas.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. That lady said, I did get a letter.
I only got a letter because I had to go back after him again.
You wrote back with your references and the full details and pleaded your case.
But Joe, yeah, that woman's son, she said he's 23. I'm a bit older than that, like, so I have my house and whatever. But that chap is 23, and fair enough, he done what he done. But if that chap is trying to go get a mortgage now and whatever and all, that chap hasn't got a job because of Buss Aaron has made that decision that he cannot get a mortgage.
And well, it's not Buss Aaron, but Emily, what the nature of the jobs required Garda vetting, did they?
They did. Yeah. They did.
And his area that he wants to work in, will they always require Garda vetting? Do you follow me?
Yeah, it's the medical field he wanted to work in, you know. Yeah, and as I said, we went to the guard that caught him in the possession of this amount of weed. We'd say.
Yeah.
We went to him. I went to him myself personally to the Garda station. And I asked him, I said, look, I said, it's such a minimum amount. I said, you know, I didn't even want him being brought to court for it. Like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? I thought now he would just be given out a fine, anything. But the fact that we asked him, we said, look, you know, and he said that he would... The guard actually told me that he would look after it, but he didn't because we got a court date in the door.
The two jobs that he was offered, were they in state organisations?
No, they actually weren't. No, they were private.
Okay.
They were private.
Healthcare agencies. And you say that he's. Did you use the word? You said he's fed up, to say the least, at the minute.
He's fed up. He has no work now, we'd say, because what he wants to do, he can't get into it because it is Garda vetting. And he's had a few interviews, but the minute I'll drive him to an interview and the minute they'll mention Garda vetting, he'll just get back in the car and we'll just go forget about that anyway. Or, we'll just say forget about it.
Over 15 quids worth of dope
15
euros, 7
but
years
ago. I went to counsellors because I thought maybe they could help. That, you know, someone could fight it for us, like, you know what I mean? And there's absolutely no one has the power to help you with it. Nobody.
Yeah.
It's on your file and it's on your file and that's it. And that's where it stays.
But I thought it fell silent after 7 years on your file.
Well, we thought as well now by listening to that man, where his conviction was 20 years ago, and it's still coming up on his so we're going to be the same, you know, we're going to be the same if that's the case. But imagine if they told me he had turned the age, we'd say within a month. If he wasn't that age within a month, this would never have been an issue.
And did anyone say, I know it's a long time ago, 7 years, which in itself tells us something, but did anyone say to the judge on the day, listen, Your Honour, our justice, if you give this child a conviction for 15 quid's worth of dope, which he's apologised for, he's going to carry a Garda conviction with him for the next at least 7 years, and given the legislation, possibly longer.
No. We really didn't even think that it was going to go that far. We got a fine in the court. The fine was paid, and that was it. And we had no idea that it would affect any. It was on going to be on any Garda clearance or anything
until
he went for the first job, and it came back. But as I said to you, when people are applying for Garda vetting on your behalf for a job,
it's
not coming back to them what your conviction was. It's only coming back that something's after coming up. So it could be, like him, a 15-euro bag of weed. It could be bank robbery. It could be anything. Yeah. It's not coming back. So they're just getting a thing to say, it's after coming back, your Garda clearance is after failing, and they don't want you then because they haven't a clue exactly what you're after doing.
Okay.
Sorry, Joe.
Yes, Thomas, briefly, yeah.
Yeah, Joe, that lady was saying there about, well, you see, all this bitten and all, it's all online. You're not actually talking to anyone, and you can't go face-to-face. And it's like me, I requested a meeting face-to-face with Bus Éireann. I know the COVID kicked in as well, but after that, and before that, I requested a face-to-face meeting to explain my case and all. But it's like what that woman was saying, you can't talk to anyone, you can't face-to-face, you just can't meet anyone. And that's my problem is, and like she's saying, a 7 year for her son is up now. But Joe, I'm talking nearly 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You walk down the street and you pinpoint out someone to me that hasn't done something wrong in their life, and 9 times out of 10 they'll have they have dealt with it, and whatever has to be done has to be done. And it's gone. It's gone. Then you're trying to put it behind you, move your life on, and whatever. And Bus Éireann, in this case, is not letting me do that.
Okay. Thomas, drive safely. And Emily, I hope he doesn't get too cast down. I just wonder if he said at the outset, listen, if you guard a vet, it will come up that when he was 15, I had €15, one for every year of my life, of cannabis on me. And will they say no? Can he apply for the detail and show it to them what it was? It was €15 worth of cannabis.
Well, the fact is that when he's going for interviews, I've told him that to maybe say it at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Be truthful about it, you know what I mean? But we just as I said, I didn't know. I thought it would come back as such a minor thing, but it doesn't. It doesn't say what it's coming back for. So as I said, you know what I mean? But the thing is, when you're applying for the Garda Vetting, it's asking for your addresses and where you've lived and the whole lot. He's only had one address, so you can ring that man is saying you can't meet anyone. I know you can't meet anybody, but you can ring the Garda Vetting and they'll talk to you over the phone and you can explain your case to them. I know you'll get over, but I think just after hearing that man, I think after 20 years, there has to be something that man can do to get rid of his conviction. Yeah. If it's coming back after 20 years, my son's is still, you know, the 7 years, it's still kind of, it's not, you know, not as bad, but 20 years is an awful lot, you know.
Yeah, but there's only certain convictions which they will mute, that they will remove after 7 years, and they're to do with motoring offences. That were tried in the district court, except dangerous driving.
And this was in district court.
But drugs is not listed. Minor public order offences.
I should qualify
under this. A single conviction, other than a motoring or public order offence, in the district court, which resulted in a term of prison of 12 months or less, or a fine. Well, then he qualifies under that, and he shouldn't be on the list.
Where did you get that from?
It's a Citizens Information, so reliable.
All right, okay.
Phil Hogan relied on it. But it is very reliable, very reliable.
Okay.
Investigate it further, Emily, but try and get him not to be cast down, especially in these times and especially at the age he's at. He's done brilliantly getting those jobs. Okay?
Yeah.
He's been knocked back by a piece of bureaucracy and petty justice 7 years ago. Unfair, but in most other countries, the possession of cannabis is decriminalised. But try and get him not to be too cast down and devote his energies to yourself and himself to get it sorted out, but not to give up his studies and anything like that, because you've done brilliantly. Emily, mind yourself. Thomas, you travelled safely as well. And
thanks,
Emily. Thanks, Thomas. 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.